Sometimes what a person needs, as I said before, is they need detoxification and replenishment with certain nutrients. And so the allopathic system is not designed to look at a person in that particular way.
He's not a profit center if he gets better.
Well, I really don't think it's like everybody. I think most doctors don't go to medical school thinking they're going to be a profit center. But what has happened? Let me just say this happened over the last 20 years also, and this is happening to every student. All of these kids are coming out of school with enormous debt, including physicians. Some of the physicians now are coming out of school with over $100,000 and $150,000 worth of debt. And what has happened since I was practicing in the insurance industry? The insurance industry is consolidating itself, so it's taking the profit. It's taking the profit away from the doctors, away from the hospitals, away from the communities. Mm-hmm. When all over the United States, communities have built this beautiful system of community hospitals, which were working wonderfully. They also provided free care to indigent patients. Mm-hmm. And that system is dead, and it's dead because of the health insurance industry. Because the health insurance industry came in, they told doctors, well, this is what we're going to pay you. So the CEOs were making millions, sometimes billions of dollars, and that was money that was being taken out of local communities. So, so the doctors are trained to do what they're trained to do, but they're also in a business. And unfortunately, they have a pressure by the insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies. For example, if you're an oncologist, those oncology drugs cost a fortune, but you, the doctor, in order to give those to the patient, you have to buy those drugs and eat the loss if the patient's insurance company doesn't reimburse you for the cost of the drug. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have to cover your overhead and you have to cover your staff for delivering the drugs. You know, it's a business, yep. And so unfortunately, the economics of the business no longer makes sense. And so I think it's going to the quality of care. I think what is going to happen, and that is happening, is that as that happens, the quality of care is even going to get worse than it has been. We have to start thinking about the future. What do we want the future to look like? And each of us can have, if we start thinking about how we want the future to look as opposed to what the other people want the future to look like, then we can begin to create the future that we want. And so what I want people to understand is that wherever you are, whatever profession you're in, whatever you're doing, think about what you want to create the future to look like for your children and your grandchildren. And so that's what I'm doing with this work. I'm thinking about not all this craziness, but I'm thinking about what I want the future to be.
I think that was wise words from Dr. Nancy Banks, and I have witnessed the same exact change in medicine. I can remember when they brought in diagnostic-related groups, and they were trying to consolidate it. They were putting it in computers. They were coding everything. It's everything is coded. The hospitals accept less payment. It's unreal how much less payment they accept from Medicare. When it first came in, from what I could tell, my husband was working in a clinic. The administrator of the clinic was making deals with the insurance companies. And they would say, well, we'll authorize our customers to use your facility for care if you will accept us paying you X amount of dollars. So that's how they did it. And I remember when they did it. So the patient who had purchased the insurance or his employer had purchased the insurance was really out of the loop. The insurance company directly contacted these clinics and said, if you want to be on the list of patients that are insured can see, then you'll have to accept this much money. And it happened so fast, and this was, the doctors were not in on this conversation. This was all done by administrators. So she's absolutely right. The insurance company came in, and now I had a discussion with my friends just recently. They wanted something that their insurance company wouldn't pay for. So she had to indicate to the physician that she was willing to pay for it. But when it comes to Medicare, if Medicare is not going to pay for it, most patients don't know that they have the option of paying for it themselves. And so they get whatever minimal care Medicare is willing to pay for. It's just crazy. I'd be happy to take any callers who have comments about this mess. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Before we go to calls, though, I mean, you're welcome to call in. I just wanted to remind everyone what a great idea it would be to pledge a monthly donation to our wonderful network, RBN. It is hard for an independent network to stay afloat on membership only. Extremely difficult. The expenses are significant. And John has been so truthful about so many things, as many of his hosts, that Big Pharma's not gonna pay for advertising on RBN. I'll tell you that right now, just because of me and Jennifer Daniels. So John has to rely on listeners' support. Don't forget, whenever you have a chance, you're making out your monthly bills, send something to RBN to keep this boat afloat. This is information you're not going to hear anywhere else. Just go to RBN on the internet, and right on the homepage, you will see a donate button, and it will give you multiple ways to donate. I encourage everyone to do that. Okay, we have a caller from Texas, one of my favorite states. Pat, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. I wanted to ask you, your husband's a doctor, right?
Yes.
And you probably know quite a bit. But I'm a medical technologist. Not a dummy, MTASCP.
Uh-huh.
Yes, MTASCP. Okay. I remember when we had to follow syphilis. We had to do the syphilis test on everybody who came in, no matter if they were in yesterday. And,
really?
And then, And then we had to take all the positives and retest them and turn them into, I think, CDC. I'm forgetting. It was a long time ago. And then I noticed when AIDS came out, that they stopped the syphilis test.
Wow.
And so have you looked to see if there's any reason for that?
I have not, but I looked at my relative's lab work. You know, we got a copy of the chart, and there was no syphilis test anywhere in there. So it's obviously not routine anymore. But didn't they used to report those to public health? Somehow I'm remembering that. If you had syphilis, didn't they automatically have to report it to public health? And didn't public health contact the patient? Yeah, that's I thought.
And then, I think, personally, I wonder if that's why they quit doing it, is because they had to contact them, and then they had to contact all their contacts, okay?
Yeah.
All their, partners, whatever they call them.
And, I remember.
In fact, you couldn't even get married without that test. That was part of your marriage license, and a clean test. And that was probably for the protection of the people who didn't know what was going on with the other person, you know. But I had a book that the library threw out, of course, and it gave the history of AIDS. And it was 50,000 doctors would not let CDC have their contacts or follow up on that, somebody who had AIDS. And they tried to deny that there was any, sexual kind of, I can't talk, sorry about this, at night I'm not here, to do with it. It was you know, crazy. You know, you they have it both ways now. If you have AIDS, they want all the money going to that, and they want all and yeah. they want all the benefits of still not questioning that or not doing anything. So I think those 50,000 doctors are the ones that knocked out the reason that they didn't get rid of AIDS in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Well, I know John Rappaport wrote a book on AIDS. I haven't read it. Maybe some of the listeners have. He's done some pretty good research. So apparently the whole AIDS story is just filled, riddled with things that aren't true. And why should that surprise us, right? Remember the pandemic of 2009, the hoax? I mean, they've been doing this. They've been giving us this nonsense for so long. It's
something that nobody looks into.
Yeah, and it's bad science up one side.
No, I didn't hear your the lady, the whole thing, but she mentioned, I thought she was implying that part of it's nutrition or whatever, but do you know that, well, most people don't know this, but semen has got a lot of zinc in it, right? And they had, if they had 100 partners a day out there in those bathhouses in California, they were terribly zinc deficient. And I believe I was reading, and the zinc is necessary for your immunity system to work. You know, they put it in cough drops. And and I think that we're all zinc deficient because they get the normal from the public, and I think we're magnesium deficient because the whole public's deficient. And now I'm thinking we're missing copper too. And I saw a Mexican lady with a copper pill. I said, "Boy, they must have that wrong." But you know, I started doing some research just yesterday. On just, you know, like on Android, because I know it had to be out there from way back when somehow. And I think that we're copper deficient. And there's several, does copper and zinc go together as a pair? That's what I'm getting the impression from that article. And so our immunity is not what it should be.
No, we're deficient in a lot of things. I think Jennifer Daniels talks about that. And one of the reasons, one of the many reasons, is, of course, that they've depleted the nutrition in the soil and replaced it with toxic chemicals. And therefore, normally what the soil would provide for a plant and we would eat from the plant has been interfered with all these toxic chemicals. I do have other callers, Pat. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just never heard anybody bring up the zinc issue, because the first thing I do when I get sick is I double up on my daily zinc.
Okay, well,
of course,
thanks.
You eat foods high in it. You know?
Yes.
Foods high.
Okay,
I'll
thank
let you go.
Thank you so much for calling
thank
in,
you.
Though. That was great.
Okay.
All right, we have another caller, Mike from Kentucky. Mike, how are you tonight?
I'm all right. I think one of the major corruptions in the system, like you said, hospital administrators or financial people negotiate with the group insurance companies for the rates that they will pay for a given group. But what's funny is sometimes they're negotiating with themselves, because hospitals can end up owning huge chunks of these insurance companies. And I found that out in 2003 or 4, I think it was. It was the year after Gerald R. Klatt passed away on his birthday, if you know about the comprehensive annual financial reports issue, where they hide a lot of their assets in plain sight in these reports called comprehensive annual financial reports. And this guy by the name of Lee Todd, who was a big going-to-solve-it-all businessman, came in and took over the University of Kentucky. And he started laying off people and making deals for early retirement and selling off some assets of the university. And his stated goal was to squirrel away $1 billion to become a top 20 research facility in the U.S.
Oh,
they've
wow.
They've since built these huge facades and closed down streets in Lexington, Kentucky, built a major parking garage and all kinds of stuff. They've spent a lot of money. One of the things that he did, and there's a couple of factors in this story, one of the things he did was he sold off the 90% stake that the University of Kentucky had in a group called CHA Health, which all of the state workers in Kentucky had as their health insurance.
Wow.
They owned 90% of that company, and the 9% of the rest of it was owned by a group called Appalachian Regional Healthcare, but they changed to ARH. They changed their name. The year that this happened, they raised the cost of living increase for the nurses throughout that hospital chain exactly matched the percentage that their health insurance went up, and they all went on strike over that because their cost of living increase was erased by...
Okay, let me ask you a question. So you're explaining something. It sounds like it happened right here in Central Ohio with Ohio State University.
All over the place.
Okay, so what year are you saying that happened? I say it happened here like in the late 80s, early 90s. Is that when you think it happened?
No, this happened in 2003 to 2005, I believe. And
okay.
I think they must have bankrupted the Appalachian Regional Healthcare in order to renegotiate or reshuffle everything, reorganize everything, because they stopped calling themselves Appalachian Regional Hospitals and then went to ARH. Yeah, okay. You may remember there was a big fight over...
I know that we had Children's Memorial Hospital here in Columbus.
Yeah.
And they took money from Nationwide Insurance. So now it's called Nationwide Children's Hospital. Yes. I mean,
well,
this is going on. I think there's a hospital in California, in Children's Hospital, that's called Hewlett-Packard Children's Hospital. And these corporations have, there seem to be no stopping them. They're moving in and profiteering off of all of these institutions that were actually built for this public's, you know, and now they're all profiteering.
And the coding for reimbursement schemes that you mentioned there, it's now ICD-10, I think it was ICD-9. If you know somebody that's a coder, if they're very good at all, they're highly sought after because they can catch things. The system is actually designed to help the patient, really, because if the doctor is misdiagnosing things and he's ordering the wrong tests, the coding system is designed to catch that, and the insurance company will refuse to pay for tests that are ordered which don't fit the diagnosis. Now, that's the good part of it. But you can also game the system. You can game the system and get more than you're supposed to, and every now and then they get caught doing that. But
they do it all the time. I can prove that they do it all the time. Well, I have some other callers. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Obviously, you're right. The hospitals across the country have been taken over by these profiteering enterprises.
They're in the bed with, in a lot of cases, they're in bed with the insurance companies, and if you're private pay, then you get to pay this jacked-up price that they start their negotiations from, like $15 for a Tylenol, whereas the group insurance plan pays $8.
Right,
just as
absolutely.
An example.
And we saw evidence of it in our bills. Okay, thank you, Mike. All right, we have Roxanne from Texas. Roxanne, are you there?
I've got about four bullet points I want to hit on, if I may.
Okay, you're going to have to hold on. Do you hear the music?
Not yet, but I'll hold on.
Yeah, we're going to break. We'll be back soon.
Absolutely.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale. Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we're back. Roxanne, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to go through a couple of, I have four bullet points, and I'll try to get through them real quick. But I think it's sort of the evolution of why we are where we are, so to speak, in the medical business, because I was 36 years, and as you talked about in your first hour or whatnot. But, okay, my grandfather, he was born in 1867, and he, and I found doing genealogy his notes saying that in 1830, the allopaths took over. Okay, so that's a bullet point. Now, we fast forward to the 1913, and there was a nurse over in UK, and his name was Robert B. Fetter, F-E-T-T-R. And then he was the one that convinced America by the 1960s to do the DRGs,
yes,
diagnostic-related groups.
Yes.
And I thought, because I was working in New Jersey at the time, and it was supposed to be for transparency, but that's where all of this is at. Okay, that's a bullet point, too. Now, and I mentioned last time I talked to you, was Dr. Jerry Tennant and the teeth. Now, the teeth all correspond to the body acupuncture meridians in Chinese medicine.
Uh-huh.
Because they're all different in all people, because your acupuncture point is really not mine, so one doesn't fit all kind of thing. And then
yes,
your Dr. Bang,
She, I watched this from the 70s to the 80s to the 90s with the AIDS thing, but it was the butyl nitrate. Butyl nitrate, I went to, I was living in New York. I went to Studio 54. I went to clubs all around the world. But they had what they called butyl nitrate or amyl nitrate, which we used to pop open for a patient on the table. Remember those things taped to the wall? And they took
yes.
them off the wall because the workers were using them. But they called it poppers, and they had those on the bars in the clubs.
Yes.
I don't care if it's gay, straight, or whatever. But that's where they got those things. And what happens, and I do believe Dr. Banks is really, really on target, but do you know about the Lewis acids, that
no.
area
no.
in the ring, the chain? Well, that area in the chain is called Lewis acid, Lewis base, whatever you want to call it. But you can look that up later. But it's able to accept an electron.
Uh-huh.
And if you're putting in nitrates and in things and chloramine and whatever all everybody talks about, but there's rings in all the cells. And it's not just, it's not the nuclei. It's not, where the real problem is the endoplasmic reticulum. That's called the ER. Send them to the ER. Because what happens in that ER gets sent out into the outside the cell. And whatever's out there, it will, you know, absorb or not. And that's where we're having our big problem. And there's Nobel Prizes on this, and I can't think of the gentleman's name. Oh, my gosh. But what he's all about, the endoplasmic reticulum.
Okay, I have other callers. But you know what? You know what? You would probably really enjoy listening to that whole interview, because I didn't play that. It's a two-hour interview. I only played certain clips, and she talks about what you are talking about, and you'd probably
yeah.
really appreciate her version. It would,
mm-hmm.
because, yeah, so
Thank you.
I that you look
Thank
up,
you.
And let me give you the name again, because I know you're going to like it. Hold on, I got to, somebody came in and messed up my desk. Okay, wait, here it is. Okay. You're going to really enjoy this. It is, you type in YouTube dash, that's how I always do it, Our Interesting Times with Tim Kelly, comma, guest Dr. Nancy Turner Banks, 3-26-2016. You're going to like it because she's got some new theories that she's working on, and she thinks that her new theories, which sounded to me like the theories of Dr. Bruce Lipton an awful lot, she thinks these new theories will completely change medicine. And that would be nice, but I'm not sure the bankers are going to want medicine changed. But okay. Thank you, Roxanne. That was interesting.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Tonight, we're taking another poke at the medical industrial complex. Before I take the next caller, I wanted to make sure I let people know about this article that showed up on Natural News. It surprised the heck out of me. If you're not familiar with Natural News, Mike Adams is the one who runs that website. This article was posted October 17th, 2017. The title of it is Bombshell: Flu Shots Scientifically Proven to Weak Immune Response in Subsequent Years. Researchers Stunned. A medical study conducted at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center found that women who received flu vaccines had a weakened immune system response in subsequent years. Lisa Christian, PhD, the lead researcher on the study, concluded, quote, "Growing evidence shows that those who received a flu shot in the prior year have lower antibody responses in the current year," unquote. The study proves yet again that the official narrative of the flu shot industry and its complicit corporate-run media is false and deliberately deceptive. Far from offering bulletproof protection, flu shots actually make people more vulnerable to influenza infections, which of course contributes to more people catching the flu and then falsely thinking they need more flu shots for more protection. Well, in these major hospitals in Central Ohio, they are requiring all employees at these hospitals, nurses, doctors, aides, I think even the people who work in the food industry, they're all required to take an annual flu shot. I did not see this article in our local newspaper, and I wonder if anybody heard about this on the news. So unless we spread the word about this, these flu shots are still going to be inflicted on all the medical people every year. And they're going to try to nail all the senior citizens every year as well. Okay, I just thought I'd throw that in there. We have Murr from Wisconsin. Murr, are you there?
Yes, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, I just popped that article in your chat room also, in defense of humanity.tatango.com. And okay, when the show first started, I sent you in your email the episode of Dr. Daniels being interviewed on 228. Her husband died on 212.
Uh-huh.
And just like you're saying, she said, you know, you can't change the others. You can just love them. And that's what she did. And they were so different, but they had fun for 8 years. But he ended up dying in the hospital.
Yeah, I did speak with her about that. And I didn't get the details. I called her fairly soon after he died. And we had not spoken much at all. So we didn't have... I felt like I kind of was like a stranger intruding on her moment.
Right. You know? She didn't really bring it up in her show on RBN either. But
no.
Like I said, this is another interview that she does monthly now anyway. I think she used to do them a little more frequently, but it was 228. And like I said, I put it in your email, but it's also in the chat room here. And also about syphilis, the reason, and she had talked about this, the reason they don't test for it, she found this when she was, you know, in a acting practicing as a doctor. It was in every blood sample, every one.
Well, how could that be?
Because it's Lyme is another derivative of syphilis.
Well, but we're not all suffering from it.
No, the different symptoms for different people, and some have a lower immunity to begin with.
Oh, okay.
But this is in the atmosphere, and they let it go wild, is what it is. They've dropped it on us. Syphilis for everybody. They're full of it, so they're going to give it to everybody else, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. My daughter had a friend. I mean, that just sort of blows my mind. In high school, my daughter had a friend. Her mother had moved the family back in with her parents, and because her mother was emotionally unstable, she didn't make much sense. You know, it's almost like she could no longer take care of herself intellectually. And during the relationship my daughter had with this family, the daughters were told by their grandparents that they discovered that their mom had had syphilis for many, many years, and it was not diagnosed, and that what was happening to her mom was this brain malfunction due to this disease, and it was really quite tragic, but I don't see evidence of this brain function everywhere. Do you?
No, and it doesn't Swiss cheese everyone's brain. Like I said, you have different immunity levels and different amounts of saturation.
You know?
And it shows up as different things. I put an article in here by Cass Ingram, too. He, you know, was talking about Lyme disease a lot because he suffered from it. And anyway, so I had emailed him and put him with Dr. Daniels' contact about syphilis and about Lyme. And so he's incorporated it into his work, too. And there's like 24 symptoms similar to syphilis and Lyme disease. You know,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a spirochete. It's a, and I have a bacteriophage in here you need to see too. And I also found there was a 59-minute episode on YouTube. I went by what you were saying, and it's the same episode. I put that in the chat room. But underneath in the comments, Tim had put the full episode, a podcast. So that's in here too. It's like 139 minutes.
Yes. It's an interesting. She does go a little bit into the medical industrial complex, but she really, really wanted to get the word out about this research she's doing and this cellular work, and all those who follow Bruce Lipton and have kind of understood that this whole thing about the cell has been misrepresented forever. The function of the cell.
We are powerful co-creators too. You know, we can determine a lot through health and through our attitude.
Yes, I agree. And Bruce makes that point quite well. Mm-hmm. So if anybody hasn't heard of Bruce Lipton, if you're new on this show and Dr. Bruce Lipton, you can type in YouTube-Dr. Bruce Lipton. He's done an awful lot of interviews. He's done programs. He's wrote in a book, The Biology of Belief, and you're in for a treat if you don't know about Bruce Lipton.
I also put a link in here for about onions and how they have so much sulfur and many, many other nutrients. And foods that are high in zinc, there's eight. There's many more, but there's eight listed here. And they're all, you know, just... See, that was the thing Dr. Daniels said. She never could get the nuts and seeds down. Now, that's with Gary Null. He's a vegan, you know, so she's saying... And I can see where you can't be really a vegan forever because you need cholesterol, and that's only in animal products. I mean, you need it. But you can actually go years without it, which she did until she couldn't get out of bed. But you can get enough with eggs. It takes a lot of eggs, I guess, but you can get enough with eggs.
Well, I kind of gave up on this whole diet thing. I'll tell you, there's a paleo diet. There's a Mediterranean diet. There are so many people who believe William Spencer has a diet, and he believes we're hunter-gatherers and we shouldn't be eating grains at all. And then you've got the gluten-free people who are the diet. And then you've got like the Atkins diet, but they've got a new name for it. It's hard to promote
a diet. Love yourself and eat what's good. Just don't eat processed stuff.
I like that idea because, people forget. When we talk about you are what you eat, we also have to add in there, and I know you understand this, Murr, because the way you talk, eating, having a meal with your family and friends, there's more to that than just the food on the table.
Right, right.
There should be enjoyment there, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to eat anymore. I'm doing the juicing thing, but... You know, I'm married, and my husband feels that at this point in his life, that he's entitled to have food that he enjoys. So,
right.
I try to get food that's healthy that he enjoys.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, and if it means bending a little for someone else, well, that's life. You know, you can do that.
Yep.
But you can also love them without compromising your own health. What's that?
Yes. I totally agree, and I try to eat healthier and healthier and learn more about it. It's just, it seems like a complex maze of many good people with many good ideas on how we should eat, and it's just difficult. That's what I think.
It is. Especially since we're under siege in every way you could possibly imagine, and some you couldn't.
It's true. That is absolutely true. Okay. We have another caller. Thank you, Murr. I appreciated what you contributed. That was great. And thanks for doing the links on the Chat Django thing.
Hi, Alan. Al, before I need to apologize to you, but before I do that, remember I came out of allopathy, pharmacia, and then epiphany.
This is Tom from Utah. We didn't get a chance to introduce you.
Yeah, this is Thomas Rogers in Utah. I give out my name because all my friends have a hard time finding me. My enemies have no problem. You know, as a whistleblower, I've lost my sight. I'm dealing with all kinds of injury that was inflicted upon me in D.C. after I exposed the poisoning of 34 million. By the way, I got to make a comment on that. I have to apologize to you and to the other hosts as well as all the listeners. Since I've been blind for several years, I did not realize that my websites were collapsing. And the critical issues in gassingamerica.com, I'm praying that everybody goes back to that website, gassingamerica.com, or 3 feet from death, if you can't remember Gassing America. I didn't realize that the active video and media had dropped away because I had not been aware that I was supposed to pay... Well, $180 a year to keep that the video stuff up. So if you go back into a Gassing America right now, you'll see wonderful, like a flip chart, not a flip chart. In other words, goes page to page to page with a picture in it and explanation at the top. I also had them add a a quick and easy link to the best written article by Elaine Jarvik of Deseret News. So again, I please beg you and everybody listening, go to Gassing America now that my media is back in place. Now, back to my history. You remember I started out in medicine in the late 50s. Thankfully, and I mean this, thankfully, although it was in allopathy and pharmacy, I went into that area of medicine that really counts, and that's in the basement where they generally have you dressed in a janitor suit so nobody will ever stop you and ask you anything. You know, I began in pathology, and I will tell you that was the greatest blessing that I ever had, except I was brainwashed into the allopathic solutions.
Yes.
The advantage of having worked in pathology is you learn the name of the organism by its proper name, and it's always associated with a host or a source. Now, you were talking about syphilis. Okay, are you ready? Are you sitting down ready for a little shock treatment?
Okay.
In other words, the true name of syphilis in the laboratory is bovine syphili.
Uh-huh.
There's also variants called avian syphili and also ovine syphili. Now, what are those three names referred to? It refers to the common host. So where are you going to get syphilis without sex? I'm asking you a question. Where would you get syphilis
Go ahead and tell us what you want us to hear.
It comes out of the food system, the livestock industry. Primarily, if we go in as a veterinary specialist, which I did early on, we go in and we find a herd that's expressing high titers of bovine syphili, we actually order the, the herdsman or the dairyman or whoever to remove that animal from the system, either get it disposed of into a pit or get it on medication until the level of syphili particles drop.
Don't they put all cows on antibiotics now? I saw a wonderful King Corn, a wonderful documentary. I recommend it, even if you have to buy it. It's just a wonderful documentary. And they talk about in that they're feeding them corn so that they gain their weight. They don't have to feed them
right.
as long. And
we
then they
call that hot food.
Then they pump them with antibiotics because ultimately destroys their digestive system. And they would die. And they don't want them to die before they're big enough to butcher. So if they're pumping them with these horrible antibiotics, what does that do to the syphilis?
Well, the syphilis either is crushed or killed, or if it mutates right, it becomes MDR syphili, what do you call it? Multi-drug resistant syphili.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it can change its character so it can survive or even a feast upon the antibiotics. See,
okay.
I was a former dairyman myself. This is the oxymoron. I was working in veterinary science as well as human science, human pathology. But part of the way I paid for my education was to work a dairy.
Okay.
So here I am. I'm having to analyze my milk and my product. I had to go up to the Utah State Laboratories behind the state capitol, give them a sampling of milk. A few days later, they would give me a report. Sometimes other things would take a couple of weeks if they were viral. No less than 120 different organisms I was worried about showing up in my cattle. If they showed up in high enough levels, I had to pull the animal off out of service or dispose of it.
Okay.
Well, the other part of the picture, law-abiding dairyman, I am forced by the Department of Agriculture to not only inoculate my cows or calves, but then I have to feed them the antibiotics, and I don't care. See, I was running an organic dairy. Organic.
Yes.
But in order to even have a cow in the United States of America, they have to be, number one, vaccinated. And number two, even if they're organic dairy provider, they have to be medicated. That is the law. If you're found not medicating your animals as an organic dairyman, you will be imprisoned. All your animals would be destroyed or taken away. So I would go through a 55-gallon drum of antibiotics. I don't care whether it's streptomycin, clindamycin, tetracycline. I cycled through the different antibiotics. And after a while, the organisms in my cows become resistant to everything. In fact, my middle daughter is a victim of that because she developed an ear infection. By the time I took her up to my fellows at the University of Utah Hospital, they tried everything on her. Nothing worked.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut you off, Tom. It's the end of the program. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned for our weekly imaging prayer. We actually can create the future we want, but we have to put some time and energy into it. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. I'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity.
Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Talk about something serious for a minute, your age. Getting old has its perks, but remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.